Normal by Warren Ellis. Read to you by John Hodgman. Part 1. "Hand over the entire internet now, and nobody gets hurt," she said, aiming the toothbrush at the nurse like an evil magic wand. The end of the toothbrush had been inexpertly whittled into what someone who'd only ever heard of a shank would think a shank looked like. Her hair was wirebrush gray, secured at the back by old brown rubber bands, and her left eye was twitching enough that she occasionally pointed the supposed weapon at a ghost image over the nurse's shoulder. "Professor," the nurse said, head bobbing, working hard to make direct visual contact with at least one of her eyes. The professor was in her 50s, with the build and posture of an imperious bird, and spoke with a reedy voice most often used to control children and dogs. "I mean it," she said. "This is outrageous. Conditions here are medieval. I haven't seen a picture of a cat in 6 weeks, and it's simply too much." The nurse was a stubby stump of a man, with thick eyebrows, oaken muscles, and those middle-aged men's pores that gave him a permanent 5 o'clock shadow.